Whatever. Happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Wednesday, January 11, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here. Who would it be? Come on, you know the deal. I am in the port of Miami on board Oceana Serena. We are back in the USA. I almost played some patriotic music. It is always good to come home. I'm sorry. I'm sure if you're Canadian or British, wherever you live, there's just something about getting back on your own soil. So we are in Miami. I'm trying something different. I'm outside. You can probably hear it. I'm out on the pool deck. I thought, how cool would it be? Nobody told me it wouldn't be 70 degrees. It's about 62 out here. I'm recording the podcast out here. It is 5:25 in the morning. I got up to watch our arrival. I couldn't sleep. I said, what the heck? Go get the equipment. I'm out here sitting on pool deck waiting for a guest to come by. And what are you doing? Anyway, I'm doing my podcast, the one you didn't subscribe to. There's the duck telling me to move it along. Before I get to the podcast, a little bit of background information. When we arrive in the port of Miami, if you're a guest on board and you're staying for the next cruise, you still have to get off the ship and say hello to our friends at the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. So later on this morning, I get off the ship, show my passport. They go, what are you doing? Where's your luggage? I said, I'm back to back. Oh, okay. And then I'll go over the bridge from the port of Miami. I walk down Biscayne Boulevard with my backpack. I go to the public supermarket on Biscayne Boulevard, and I buy about $70 worth of groceries, which nowadays in public is about 6 items. I get some roses for the wife because she deserves it. She works too hard. And I get an Uber back. Sometimes I get a ride with my buddy Steve. Sometimes we go out to lunch. This is my job, people. This is what I do. And I'll come back, and it's a busy 7-day cruise to Mexico. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are on board. My best friends are on board. One of my favorite entertainers, Michael Miner's on board. It is going to be nuts, and this is my job. All right. Yeah, there's the duck again. He's reminding me. I have a busy schedule. Let's get it. Let's get to it. Cue the music. All right. Let's take a minute and talk about our old friend Lim Cocktail. Now, for people that are listening for the first time, because many guests on this previous cruise have signed up to listen to this direct, Lim Cocktail was the chairman and CEO of Genting Hong Kong. Genting Hong Kong, controlled 3 cruise lines and 2 shipyards, and after or during the pandemic, they all went down the tubes. They all went pandemic, and as I said before, they didn't have to. He's a multi-billionaire that owns 11 casinos around the world, including resorts world in Vegas, but he refused to sign and put any of his own money into it. He let it all go belly up. So the things have been, ships have been sold. The global dream has gone to Disney. The Crystal, because he had Crystal, Star, and Dream Cruises. Crystal Cruises is going to be reborn in June under new ownership. And there were a bunch of river ships, new river ships that they built during their expansion. And they were lonely. They were sitting in wet dock just waiting to be sold, and they've been sold. They've been sold to a German company called Dielman Cruises, but they will be known as Riverside Cruises or Riverside Riverboats, I guess. And they got to get them out of wet dock, get them cleaned up, but they'll be back in business. That's all of them now. So if you are a fan of the Crystal Riverboats when they used to be running, yeah, go ahead and travel. Check your travel agent with your agent or your planner. I'm rushing this podcast. I apologize. You can get back on. I don't know what they're going to name them all. They used to be called the Bach, the Ravel, the Mahl, the Debussy, very fancy names, but they'll be renamed. They're German, so they could mean be anything. They could be Schnitzel, Schnitzel 1, Schnitzel 2, Schnitzel 2. Anyway, according to Gregor Gerlach, he's the founder of the new company, we are thrilled by the expansion of our fleet to include these storied vessels. Well, they're not that old. They bought them because they were brand new, and they will debut not until 2024. They must have a lot of money. They're going to leave them sitting for a while. All right. The American Society of Travel Agents, they are a lobbying group for the travel agents. You could connect the dots on that and figure it out. Well, they've asked the Department of Labor to mind their own damn business. It seems the Department of Labor is, they want to impose regulations that would make more difficult for travel agencies to make their workers independent contractors. This is very common anymore to get out from under paying employment tax and sometimes providing health insurance, because that is a law under the Obamacare thing. If you have more than X amount of employees, you must provide health care. So this is a way around that, and it's not unusual. In fact, it happens here in the cruise industry. My wife is a cruise director, and she lives in the United States of America. We pay a lot of taxes to Uncle Sam, and well, should I say Uncle and Aunt Sam now? You have to be politically correct. And does not the company does not contribute at all to their to her Social Security. Hasn't for 34 years. Luckily, she qualifies for Medicare under previous employment, but I once asked the IRS, how can that work? We live in the United States, we pay taxes in the United States, but we work out ashore. We work at sea. We're not working in the U.S. And they went, we don't know, but you're going to have to. I said, well, why doesn't the cruise line have to pay towards her Social Security? We don't know, because they don't have to. So now they're sticking their nose into the travel agency business. A lot of travel agents are independent contractors for obvious reasons. This means the travel agent doesn't have to pay to their Social Security and to unemployment, and also they don't have to deal with the healthcare thing. Well, the travel agents, they want the government to leave it alone, but you know the government, that's not their thing. Their thing is to get their nose in there. And all representatives of all 50 states have asked the Department of Labor, leave it alone. And now Zane Kirby, there's some name, huh? That sounds like he should be in an old Western movie. He's the president of ASTA, and he's asking the Department of Labor to leave it alone. And he's saying for decades, the usage of independent contractors in our industry has grown steadily because it provides substantial benefits for both workers and agencies. No, that's a lie, but I mean, if you worked for the travel agency, they would have to pay into your Social Security, and then they would also have to provide health care if there were X amount of employees. And so that's not true, Zane. It's really not true, especially under the Obamacare rules. But in any case, the travel agents don't want to deal with it because they like to pay their agents as independent contractors. And if you know anything about that, that means that the independent contractors, unless they have an LLC, have to pay 15.3% self-employment tax, okay? And that would normally be covered by the employer. So anyway, the Department of Labor wants to stick their nose somewhere, and obviously Zane Kirby and ASTA said, we'd like you to stick your nose up somewhere. All right. I talk a lot about MSC, the cruise line, because they're becoming a power in the industry. I think they're at 22 ships, 21 ships, and they have four more on the way, and they're coming into the United States next year in a big way. Well, they're also rolling out, not next year, this year, they're rolling out a new luxury brand. I've talked about it before. It's called Explora Journeys. It is a 922-passenger luxury ship. There'll be three of them, Explorer 1, Explorer 2, Explorer 3. I'm not sure about that lack of creativity. 922 guests, I think it's around 70,000 tons, and it will have 18 food and beverage venues, 18 food and beverage, and they've rolled it out or announced it, what they're going to be, and oh my goodness. I mean, if you do sail luxury, and the luxury lines are Regent Seven Seas and Silver Sea and Seabourn and Crystal when it reemerges, they're going to be having a hard time competing. They have a Pan-Asian restaurant inspired by the ancient tea rooms in Kyoto, and the menu will embrace, because that's what you do in food now. Yeah, you don't really, you don't eat it, you don't enjoy it, you hug it. You hug it, and you give it a kiss in the ear, and you nibble on the chin or whatever. This restaurant will have Japanese, Thai, Vietnamese, and Malaysian. Now, here on board Oceana, we have Red Ginger, and Red Ginger is a wonderful restaurant known for its Chilean sea bass. Over there on their new restaurant, it's going to be called Sakura, S-A-K-U-R-A, Sakura. They're going to have that Wagyu beef and all kinds of stuff, and boy, oh boy, the head of the food guy over there, let's just call him that. He's called the director of culinary arts. He's the food guy. He's the food guy, and his name is Frank Garanger. And I happen to have met Frank Garanger a few times in my career because he used to be the food guy here, and now he's the food guy over there. And that's another story. They're going to have a steakhouse. It's called Marble and Company Grill. It'll have a dry ager, and it'll have a wine cellar. All right, what do you mean? They all have wine cellars, but there's no cellar. It's a ship. Where's it going? You're keeping it down below the water. The signature dish will be grilled prime rib aged for 30 days. If my wife tells me this prime rib is 30 days old, I'm like, can we get anything a little more fresh? This is interesting, though. A prime rib aged for 30 days, topped simply with cherry tomatoes and holiday sauce. I love these chefs. I love these guys because now, okay, you put some cherry tomatoes on top and slap some sauce on it, but it's the way they describe it. I've had interviews with wonderful chefs, and they said it's not about the recipe, it's the recipe, how you describe what it is. So this is a old piece of prime rib topped with cherry tomatoes and holidays. I'm just kidding. But the beef is coming from a producer of, I don't even know how to say this word, Jersey Castle, cattle, J-E-R-S-I-A-I-S-E, and it's from the Loire Valley. And the beef is known for its marbling. And if you've ever had your beef marbled, oh, baby, then they slap it on the grill and you have to be treated for a bad burn. They have a place called the Med Yacht Club. And it's a Mediterranean restaurant. Okay, it's a restaurant with a big menu, very much like a Greek. I'm having some fun with Jason Gelino, my friend. He's the director of brands and hotel and other things over there at the new Explorer's Journey. He also hasn't told anybody they need to hire me as a comedian. Lots of stuff going on this ship called Explorers One. It should be out sometime in June. It was pushed back because of supply chain issues. I say supply chain issues as much as I say Lim Kok Tay on this podcast. So look for it. The Explorers One, it debuts in the summer of 2023. Viking, our old friend Thorstein Hagen. You've heard me talk about him before. The last of the swashbucklers. The last, like Richard Fain and Knud Kloster. The last of the guys that were innovators and risk takers. And when he decided to start Viking Ocean, they don't say cruises. They don't want to be known as a cruise line either. Viking Ocean. Everybody rolled their eyes thinking, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You do riverboats. It's a different deal. Well, they christened another ship. I forget now, this might be 11 by now. Viking Neptune was christened in Los Angeles on Sunday, and the godmother is Nicole Scott, S-T-O-T-T, retired NASA astronaut and artist. And so because it's called the Viking Neptune, very cool, they got an astronaut. That would make sense, right? It was the Viking Onion. I think they would get one of those food guys. And if the Viking Bowling Ball, I don't know what they would get. So the Viking Neptune. And they always do a really cool thing. They have a Viking there. And, you know, they don't break a bottle of champagne. This is really true. They break a bottle of Aquavit onto the hull. I think after they do that, they have to repaint the hull. I mean, you slap that hull with Aquavit, you better have the roller ready to touch it up. My goodness, if you've never had it, I've talked about it in the past. Aquavit is a Norwegian liqueur, and it's famous. It's made from potatoes and dead Norwegians. Anyway, the Viking Neptune also comes at a time, according to the press release, of record sales with Viking with the launch of their new 25th anniversary sale. By the way, that's for the riverboats. They haven't been in the ocean business that long. And now we're going on a world cruise. 138 days, 28 countries, 57 ports. I wasn't able to determine if it's actually... See, they've dropped the world around the world. The around the world. Now, Oceania, I'm not shilling for the company. They have an around the world cruise. It goes around the world. It comes back to where they started. But as I mentioned yesterday, some cruise lines like Silver Sea, they're not coming back to where they started. So it's just called the World Cruise. And I guess technically you can get away with that. Let's talk about rich people again. We already mentioned Explorers One. I don't think they're going to be bashful with their prices. Well, Silver Sea has announced what's going to happen on their new ship called the Silver Nova. It's coming out this year in 2023. And the ship is 728 guests. You know, I used to work for Silver Sea back then. They were 300 passengers, 250, 275. But big is 728 is a small ship now, and it's necessary for the economy. And according to the press release, this is an ultra-luxury cruise ship. Pay attention to this. The Silver Nova is a revolutionary cruise ship that features a cutting-edge hybrid power system. Now, they couldn't have just written, you know, the Silver Sea has some real cool way. Yeah, it's like a cool power plant. That wouldn't work. It has to have a cutting-edge hybrid power system. That means there's a lot more crap that can go wrong. The system combines the use of fuel cells, batteries, and dual fuel engines that are capable of running on liquefied. It's an LNG ship with batteries and fuel cells. They got everything in there. They got everything. It runs on, a hair dryer on Tuesday. But that's sustainability, kids. That's what we want to do. We want to run on fuel cells. You know, lately, I've been staying out late with guests. This 12-day cruise almost killed me. We were partying the whole time, and I was using everything. I was using my own fuel cells. My batteries were running low, and I was some nights just full of liquid. Never mind. All right, so they have a lot of things going on the Silver Nova, including the Dolce Vita Lounge. It's a signature. See, I love these. I love these people that write this stuff. The Dolce Vita Lounge is Silver Sea's signature pre- and post-dinner drink venue. It's a bar. It's a bar you go to before the show, and then you go there after the show. It's located on Deck 5, and it can take 120 people. It offers an elegant setting throughout the day and transforms into a sophisticated piano bar. A piano bar. It's martinis like we have here. And they got a showroom of 370 people that will feature live performances, probably not this guy, film screening at other events, and they have whatever. So it's the Silver Nova. I guess the big deal there, though, is if you're a greenie, wake up, California. If you're woke and you're worried about saving the environment, and if you're bored one day, Google George Carlin. Go to YouTube and go to George Carlin, The Environment, and listen to his bit about the fact that this planet's been around for I don't know how many years, and it's going to be here long after we're gone. And honestly, we can't kill it even if we try. Even Americans couldn't kill it. Silver Sea, the Silver Nova, coming out August of 2023. And that is today's update. It's a little shorter today, isn't it? No, it isn't. There's the duck. You've rambled on for 16 minutes, Tommy, for five stories that were relatively boring, other than the fact the Explorers 1 will have some magnificent food venues from that food guy, Garanger, and the Silver Nova will have fuel cells and batteries and iron and boards running it and other crazy stuff. So, all right, happy Wednesday. I'm a little hoarse this morning, but pretty cool sitting out by the pool deck. We are in the Port of Miami, and I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at sea, and have a great Wednesday.